Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. We're going to get right to this. We have a tremendous program tonight in terms of information and knowledge, which is what hopefully all of you gain from listening to these wonderful, extraordinary people. Dr. Leonard Coldwell is back this hour. Dr. Coldwell, German-born, an American citizen, of course, of international renown because of his work with cancer and other issues. He is, as you would imagine, all too well informed about the horrors that are being perpetrated against the German people, Germany, and against Europe. Look under his name in guests, and you will see the newest stories that he's sent over to me to share with you. It's all there. This is a poignant story. It's a little bit, some weeks ago, a German girl warned Americans, Muslims will not integrate. How many times have we talked about that here, that they will not, never will, can't assimilate into this culture or any other culture? Their alleged religion forbids it under penalty of death. It's right there in black and white. They do not assimilate. It's not going to happen, ever. Now, a lot of, let's say, Latinos who come here will seek citizenship. They will assimilate. That's something that's fairly common. Muslims, rare, very rare. Muslim attacks on Austrians on way to church for Christmas. There's another one. Muslims take over a London tunnel, an automobile tunnel, waving what? ISIS flags. You get the picture? And then, of course, the big story, and historical story, which is so important. World War II's real Holocaust was the genocide of 15 million German Christians, mostly men, women, and children. You don't hear about that, do you? Because the winners write the history of the war. And who has held Germany basically as a hostage, a prisoner, ever since World War II ended? The Zionists and the banksters and Israel and those who are out to still make sure you never find out the truth about World War II. Leonard, thank you for coming back here. These stories that you've sent me are not even measurable on the radar of investigative journalism and news reporting. They don't show up in most places. Then for every one you get, there are probably 100 more, 200 more, 500 more that you don't hear about. Since you were last on, I'm going to guess that things have gotten worse.
Yes, Jeff. First of all, thank you for having me on again on your great show. And thank you for all you do for all of us. Jeff, it's just sad. It's upsetting on a level that makes you numb. It's last time I was on your show, I was frustrated and angry about the destruction of my fatherland, Germany.
Yeah.
And today, I feel numb. Because I just came back 10 days ago from Germany, and you feel the fear in the air. But not just the fear from the invaders, as they are called in Germany, the
right.
Migrants. And the
no, they're not migrants. No, you got it. They're invaders. That's what they are.
And so, but not just the fear of the invaders is what bothers Germany. What bothers Germany is the female version of Hitler, Chancellor Merkel. And of the picture that Hitler, that people have of Hitler, Hitler was not the guy he was portrayed that he
no.
was. But in the worst possible scenario about what you think Hitler was, that's what you find now in Merkel's Germany. Chancellor Merkel has now created a situation where when you get raped and you fight back, you go to jail and the rapist goes free. So we talked about last time about learned helplessness and basically four rapists raping a 14-year-old and mm-hmm. they are shortly arrested and let go again.
Right.
Then a guy just walks the street, bumps into somebody by accident. The guy turns around, of course an invader, stabs him with a knife. No reason, no nothing.
Right.
We have here in Germany now, in one single county, one single small county, from December 1st to December 24th, 16 dead, 66 sexual attacks, 166 physical attacks, 7 mass beatings, 141 robberies, and that just in one single small county.
Give me those, Leonard, excuse me. These are all crimes perpetrated by the Muslim invaders, the savages. Tell me the figures again in one county, a small county in Germany.
Yeah, the 16 dead people.
16 dead.
Committed by people from Tunisia, Syria,
right.
Turkey, and Africa.
Right.
66 sexual assaults, rapes. Of that were 6 tiny girls below the age of 12.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the others were between 14 and 73. They are raping people, women above the age of 60 on cemeteries that are visiting their last ones, and they're going to get raped on cemeteries. And
these people are animals. No, they're worse than animals. They're not human. This is not human behavior, what you're describing. And this was in a 2-week period?
That was from the 1st of December to the 24th.
3 weeks.
So, yeah,
wow.
Basic, from the 1st to Christmas. And the perpetrators for the sexual assaults were listed here as Afghanistan, Morocco, Turkey, Algeria.
Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard? Please pay attention. You didn't hear Syrians. I'm not saying they're exempt from this, but you didn't even hear it. They're not playing the game. Remember how they were all Syrian refugees? Not true. This is a wholesale invasion from the Muslim world. The whole Muslim world is being represented by these people. My theory on this and my recommendation, Leonard, and I've said it on the air, any of those people over here who were engaged in any kind of a sexual attack, not short of rape, should be immediately castrated and deported. Anyone caught and convicted of rape should be put to death immediately. That's the only treatment I can come up with for this sweltering disease called Islam immigration.
They even call it the rape year in Germany now. And it is just so sad, Jeff. And there's the only way. They only understand one language: violence. They don't
That's
understand
it.
Any other language,
right.
Because you see the. I don't know if you have seen the guy that kicked down the woman.
Girl down the stairs. I saw it. Yeah.
That is kind of like the behavior they show against humankind. It is not just the crimes in itself.
Right.
It is the denigration of German women. I mean, if you really think about, first of all, most of the Africans have AIDS or other sexual
30%. That's right.
And so basically, it could be also not just a rape, but a death sentence for this woman. But mainly, lately, they kill the victims that they rape. So you find all these dead people, female joggers everywhere, and you can tell on the mutilation and
on
the kind of brutality that they've been raped and murdered. They've all been tortured. And that is kind of there is a certain criminal behavior that you find all over the world. But even if they rape a woman, it's still, I mean, it's not civilized to rape a woman, but there is no torture involved. There is no beating the teeth out or kicking the skull in or biting the throat and then these kind of things. So it's just really, I mean, they rape a six-year-old boy to death. I mean, it's always the same thing here, seeing this too. Afghanistan, Morocco, Turkey, Algeria. And so in 23 cases, they attacked police officers. They attacked the person in the trains that, you know, checking the cards.
The conductor,
then,
yeah.
Then mm-hmm. the 911 first responders mm-hmm. that come to help, they are attacked. I mean, physically attacked. And they're attacking even the people that are taking care of, that they get food in the asylum homes.
So the aid workers are being attacked.
Yes, sir. And they
these people, Leonard, I'm sorry, I've had it. I'm you out there listening are not hearing anything about this anywhere else but right here from Dr. Leonard Coldwell. These people are not human. They do not, in my opinion, deserve anything that this planet has to offer and should be removed from it immediately.
Absolutely. First of all, Jeff, if you go somewhere in a different country, civilized people like us, we behave like guests because we are guests. We do not behave like invaders. And if you look at the unwillingness to even, or even the hatred, the comments they are making that German women are all dirt and they are not even worth the value of a dog, and if they are not covered in a carpet and a curtain, they are basically signalizing that they're going to want to be raped. And a woman that walks after dark by herself wants to be raped. That's the only reason why she's walking outside on the street. And these are the comments they are making. And it is very, very interesting that another 166 crimes are committed. And we're looking here again, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Azerbaijan, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Eritrea, Gambia, Somalia, Guinea, Cameroon, Romania, Bulgaria, Kosovo, Serbia, Albania, Croatia. So this is the interesting thing. You don't really even see, at least in this county, Syrians.
No, but that's interesting. Well, that's why I pointed it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me say one other thing. The alleged Muslims, some aren't, being brought into Europe with all intent to do this by the powers that be that are doing it, come from often sub-Saharan Africa. These are black Africans from Somalia, yeah. Eritrea, and so forth. These are said to be among the worst of the criminals, the subhumans, with average IQs of 55 to 60, and you think there's a chance they're ever going to assimilate into European culture? And I don't think anyone listening to this program does. These people don't belong on this planet. They belong back in Africa or off the planet. They don't belong here. This is so wrong. Now, go ahead, Leonard. I've got some things I want to ask you later, but please continue. This is so important.
The most important part is now, Jeff, that Merkel is creating laws that you will be prosecuted and get jail time up to 5 years if you make any comments about the truth, what the invaders are doing in Germany, the crimes they are committing.
So they're calling that hate speech and with a 5-year prison possibility.
Yes, sir.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It is just really, that's all a part of the learned helplessness. And so there are politicians as saying, just get used to the terror, get used to the violence, and shut up. On TV, on German TV. You have the Green Party, which are basically the communist idiots. And they are basically saying, you know, women have sex anyway, and they
so what's it matter, huh? Unbelievable.
And it doesn't really matter. Just take it.
Unbelievable. You know, the punishment for rape should be death immediately. I'm sorry. That's it. You don't. Because these people, as Leonard said, many of them, the Africans, 30% of them have AIDS. Don't buy into the, oh, they're HIV positive. It doesn't mean that. HIV positive is AIDS. That's it. End of story. So these people are potentially giving death sentences to dozens and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of Germans and Europeans through these rapes. And Brits, too. It is said that in Britain in the last year, there have been, what was it? Over a million? I think a million rapes and sexual assaults in Britain in the last 10 months.
They even stopped counting in Sweden and Norway, Jeff.
They just stopped counting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They stop counting. They forbid to basically put it in a database so that nobody can really talk about the real numbers, what's really going on. And here is a French mayor was put in front of a court for hate speech because he said the truth about Islam taking over Europe. That's why he went in front of a court for hate speech.
I understand. They're trying to do the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. You watch. And they don't tell you that...
It's already happening.
Yeah.
We just don't hear about it.
That's right.
Because they take victims that have no money and no voice to do these criminal actions with. But the courts, I mean, under Obama, of course, he wants his Muslim buddies in here. And basically, Islam, they are always butt kissers if they are below 3% in a place, in a country. And you don't hear them, you don't see them. They just really undermine the culture, undermine everything, get everything ready for their buddies to come over. The second they hit 5 to 6%, they all of a sudden start to rebel. They all of a sudden have all these demands. And I mean, they masturbating in German churches, defecate, urinate, mere feces on Jesus pictures and crosses, and the Germans are so down that they are at the moment just taking it. And on the other hand, you have now a Turkish group. They call themselves a boxing club. They basically are 2,000 people. They are all boxers or kickboxers, very dangerous people. And you can tell the way they look. The Hells Angels look even like small kids next to them. And they are now taking over Germany. And there's basically nothing anybody can do about it.
Who are these boxers? What is their ethnicity?
They're Turks. They're Turkish.
All Turks. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They call themselves Osmanic something.
Mm-hmm.
And but I saw two videos on them on the German news.
Uh-huh.
And they are basically declared war against Germany. And in Germany is another problem. Under 14, you cannot be held responsible for criminal action. So all the invader kids between 10 and 13, mm-hmm. Breaking in, they're doing all the home invasions and robbing homes and stuff. And if they get caught, they will be left alone instantly afterwards because there is no way in Germany you can
prosecute
help
them.
Yeah. Mm. And the other thing is that they are really trying to rape as many women as they can to denigrate them and destroy...
Happen to Germany once before, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are 4 million women that have been raped to death by the Russians and the Polish. And after World War II was over,
right.
4 million women were raped, and most of them raped to death. There were Russians that raped children. 35 people raped a 7-year-old child. And they even raped it when it was already dead. And nobody is really talking about it because it's like the same scenario. I mean, nobody is talking about that SS collaborator George Soros was one of the biggest guys that was responsible for Jewish death in Germany because he was a really big SS guy. and nobody's really talking about this. I'm always have to say it, Jeff. The people need to watch the six-hour documentary Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told.
Yeah.
And people need to watch this and understand nobody died in Germany in any gas chamber. It's proven that there was never anybody killed in any gas chamber in Germany because they tested the walls and there
was. That was called the Lüchter report or Lüchter report, either
yeah.
one. Yeah, I read about that. I learned about this 35 years ago, and it changed my whole view of the riot. I understood then what history was, how it came to be, who wrote it, the big lie. It's a complete lie. Reality is about 180 degrees the opposite of what you're told. It's that bad.
Yeah, and then it goes even in all these other directions. It goes completely off everywhere. And now in Germany, people get arrested. I mean, in Germany, you can get 5 years in jail anyway if you say the Holocaust didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
There is not even a court hearing. You just get 5 years, and there you go. And for hate speech, it's a minimum is 3 years. And denigrating or defaming a race or religious culture gets you in jail faster than you can blink in Germany now. And Germany has no law. In Germany, the prosecuting attorneys and judges say, oh, it was obvious what the guy meant when he wrote or said that. So they are all fortune tellers.
They're all in it together. What has happened? I don't understand how so many people in the German justice system could.
They're all in this pedophile ring. They arrested 70,000 people in Germany after it came out. It came all from the Wiener thing when the pizza.
Anthony Wiener, yeah, Pizzagate. 70,000 arrested.
Yeah, in Germany alone, being a part of the pedophile ring.
The cult, I call it, yeah.
And they basically what they did is all these child porn and human sacrifice and eating human flesh. Mm-hmm. These idiots made all even videos of it, so they kind of like basically presented themselves.
They were boasting so much that they made their own videos of their actions. They just have no fear of anything. Stand by a minute. We have to pause. And if you think you're safe here, friends, we have very little time left. Somalis, for example, are pouring into the U.S. in the first 10 weeks of the fiscal year. It is now estimated that Obama has brought in over 3,000 of these subhuman savages. And when they hit that 5 or 6%, you better be well armed. Be right back. Why are we admitting, this is a rhetorical statement, a question, why are we admitting Somali, quote, refugees into our country at the highest rate ever? These are questions that should be asked by the media. The media is not the media, not our media. It's the media of those who seek to destroy us. This is a war on white civilization, white Christian civilization, being orchestrated by people of the darkest side. Your lives are all in danger right now. And if Donald Trump doesn't follow through on his promises, we will be Europe within the next year or two. It's going to happen that quickly. Do they want in Europe mass civil war? The controllers, Leonard, what do they want to happen? Just for the numbing down process to continue and the victim orientation to assert itself even more so Europeans just lie down and end up in the trash can of history? What do they want?
So basically, it's a war by mass migration, and they are using fanatical radical Islam as a destruction force to destroy not just the spirit, but also the culture of Europe. And what they're going to do then, after Islam took over and destroyed everything, they're going to just nuke them and get rid of the Muslims too. And they is, of course, the Zionists that are behind all of this and they control everything. Mm-hmm. Even the Pope now had, on Christmas, they were praying to Mohammed. And these kind of weird things that are happening all over the place. I mean, mm-hmm. the Pope is not all there to begin with because he's saying now Lucifer is God. And
now I've got that man pegged as a very, very ugly, evil man from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, he's a huge, huge pedophile. There is proof out there that there are child sacrifices and these kind of things.
Right.
And
I've heard.
I have a friend who was one of the victims of all of this, and he knows everything from the inside, even the names. He only survived 4 bullets in his body and 17 times stabbings with a knife by literally coincidence because the Hell's Angels found him in the woods. But the thing just is, Jeff, they put everybody in power position. That's one of the pedophile goons. That's the main problem. The other thing people need to understand, if Trump gets killed on the 20th of January, we have civil war that will never stop because that's what Obama wants. Obama wants war so that he can stay in office.
Correct.
And basically, I know a lot of people that said if Obama tries to stay in office, just doesn't matter for what reason, we're going to throw him out of the White House by hand. And there's enough people that will do that. But it looks like they're going to try to kill Trump before or on the 20th. George Soros has the killing order out against Trump. And the main problem is now there is nobody that can replace Trump. If there's hope again, everywhere there's hope. I have here in the South, we have hand-painted posters that are nailed on trees. We have hope again, make America great again. We love America, Merry Christmas, and so on. And the second something would happen to Trump, the people would lose hope again, but the frustration will basically lead to the civil war that they want for martial law. But they have 300,000 Chinese soldiers in the U.S. that are documented. And the UN basically already has the right to police America because Obama signed the rights away. He's trying to get through with the small arms treaty. I tell you guys, if in the South they will never get our guns, but if they come for the guns, you are dead 9 months later. The second you give up your gun, you are dead 9 months later. The second you get microchipped, you are as good as dead. Because a microchip can make you docile, aggressive, stop your heart, shut your immune system off, make your voices in the brain.
Right.
That's why all these shooters, mass shooters, school shooters, and so on, they all said they heard voices or God talked to them.
That's
what they do through the microchips. And basically what's going on, we have this Muslim in the White House, the Muslim Brotherhood consulting him, and now Sheriff Aparo, Sheriff Joe has proven that Obama is not a natural-born citizen because they have this fake birth certificate. The good thing is, Jeff, everything he ever did is void. So since this guy was never the president, never ever, so everything he ever signed, everything he ever did is void because he never was a president of America.
But can't be held void unless Trump is successful in appointing Supreme Court justices to hold that decision.
Exactly. But people need to understand the highest court is the court of Philadelphia. The highest court is not the Supreme Court, the corporation court of these idiots in D.C.
Right.
And people need to wake up to that, too. And it's just really, they don't make even rulings. They just make suggestions and voice opinions. Mm-hmm. These clowns are nothing. And people need to wake up to all of this. This entire thing is just a big farce for the U.S. corporation founded 1935 in France, headquartered in Washington, D.C. So this entire thing is nothing else than Walmart under the name of the U.S. And that's why you never hear Obama saying, I'm the president of the USA or of America, because he's not anyway. But he's nothing. And too many people are waking up, so the civil war is in the air. So if something happens to Trump, it will explode. To have enough ammo, I would suggest you have enough ammo. You have a lot of guns, and at least for 4 months, freeze-dried food and water and water filters and a lot of ammo. And I tell you guys, it's coming one way or the other.
Please, take Leonard extremely seriously here. You do remember that the federal government purchased 4.5 billion rounds, B, of ammunition. Most of
hollow point.
Hollow point. And they say when they are asked, oh, it's for target practice. Total lie. You don't use hollow point for target. Everybody knows that. You must protect yourself by preparing. You have to. You have a responsibility, each and every one of you, to this country, its tradition, its founding fathers, all of those who have gone before us. If it's not Donald Trump in the White House, you are going to have to pick it up and do it.
Yeah, but the main thing really is we have as Donald Trump a chance, and Donald Trump is smart enough. See, it's never an outsider that kills a president. I'm absolutely convinced that John F. Kennedy got shot by his driver. That's why Jackie climbed on the trunk of the car.
I know that theory. I've looked at it very carefully, and I can't discount it. There were a number of shooters, and William Greer, as a driver, could turn around and simply shoot him. I've seen the pictures many years ago, and I understand. It kind of doesn't matter. He was publicly assassinated to intimidate anyone who would come along after him. That was all set up. We understand that. Now we have Donald Trump, who is the first man since JFK to say the kinds of things he is saying. And he has already been the target, as we know, of three assassination attempts, including... That's just what we know. The most recent was Barry Lee Bush, the supposed dead FBI agent who was killed allegedly in the line of duty in 2007, but who didn't die and was sheep-dipped and turned into a wet works assassin. So you know right then and there that the FBI has already tried to kill Donald Trump with one of their own, Barry Lee Bush. We know this. And now that's why Trump has his own private former New York City cops and other private security people that he is going to keep as part of his security capabilities. He will not rely on the Secret Service, and he shouldn't. He learned from Kennedy. The Secret Service participated in that. All right? You know that. That's why he's keeping people who are not Secret Service, not government, in his three layers of security. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is really, Jeff, that it's never the one that's shooting that is a real killer. The real killer is always the one that enabled it, that made it
possible, or let
it happen.
Sure.
And that's also the reason why at the Kennedy assassination there had to be four service agents on each corner of the car standing there while the car was moving, and it was not. And every other car was. But with Trump is very, very smart. I mean, if you go up in New York, you go up with mafia. I'm not saying that Trump has mafia connections. That's not my point. My point is you learn to deal with the mafia. You learn to deal with crooks. You're in the building.
It's called making deals. You learn to make deals.
Yeah, with everybody, you know, and out of every layer of society. So Trump is not a stupid guy, and he's a billionaire for so many years. That means he has learned to protect himself. And
here's a story in Politico today. Leonard, I don't know if you've seen this. They're trying now, through the alternative media even, to cast doubt on Trump's idea of security. They're saying that Trump's private security force is playing with fire. The president-elect continues to employ a battalion of retired cops and FBI agents to protect him and clamp down on protesters. Well, Kenneth P. Vogel, who wrote this story, is obviously participating in an effort to discredit Donald Trump's efforts to protect himself from an inside job done by the Secret Service to kill him.
Yep.
He wants a multi-layered security force around him that is not all government. Very smart man. Very smart.
It is also what you really need to look at, Jeff, is that the Trump is really a guy with common sense and a really good instinct. And I think that will keep him hopefully alive, because we need him. Without him, we are literally done. He's our last chance, and it's at the last moment on top of it.
Right.
And Obama, who is behaving like a mentally retarded child.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he even today was saying, I could have won a third term. That's what he said today. He is really a lunatic.
He's mentally ill, yeah. That statement alone shows that there's something not really right with him.
Right.
And so it's just really, I mean, we have a guy, basically we have two guys in the White House, Michael and
Michael. Barack. That's right. Michael Robinson.
And his real name anyway is Barry Sotaro, and he had 629 different social security numbers, and so this entire thing. But what they do is, with this pedophile ring, they put all these people in power positions, like federal judges, so that they can protect each other. That's what they did.
Let me add something to that real quick, Leonard. They do this, dear friends, in your town. Little town America, medium town, communities, cities, it doesn't matter. Key power figures are very often members of the cult. Often it happens. That's how they do it.
I mean, there are so many that it's really scary, because in Germany alone, they said there will be 238,000 people arrested with the Pizzagate thing.
Wow.
And basically, and also, nobody really knows that all the Zionists, like the entire the royalty, the so-called Windsors, they're all Jews. Nobody knows that the Queen and then everybody else, they are all Jews.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they are German Jews.
Correct.
Hohenzollern Gotha is their real last name, and the House of Windsor was just invented. It didn't exist and doesn't exist.
Just like the name Rothschild, all invented.
Yeah. Yeah, and Rote Schild was the origination of their name, and but the thing is really, Jeff, that the conspiracy is so deep and so many layers, the multiple layers of all of this, and all of it are in it. Just with Facebook. I mean, if you look at the. Facebook wants to use Snoops or whatever
however
it's pronounced.
Phony is, we've spent an hour on that before we were on tonight, Leonard. It is completely a fraud, and we have exposed it here.
Good. This is a social trailer trash. But the thing is, people are not really aware of the danger we are in. I'm in the South, and I love the South. I'm just, it's part of my life, part of my genetic makeup somehow. I don't know how, but it is. And here the people are the farmers, the people, the regular blue-collar workers. They have an unbelievable instinct. And they are all saying, if we don't make it this year, meaning 2017, out of all the problems, if Trump isn't at least 6 months in office before they kill him, then we will not make it. And then we just will fight for it, and it will be a war of independence from our own government. And that's what everybody is saying here. So people are fed up. It's like the perfect storm. People are done with the corruption. Now, Loretta Lynch forbid the people in the Wiener issue with a child porn ring getting arrested. I mean, she forbid the New York Police Department to arrest federal judges and other people that were provenly
pedophiles.
Involved in all of this.
Yeah. Oh, and now you saw the story that I put up. Hillary Clinton is now saying, as is the Clinton camp, that the Russians have been planting child porn on all of our computers to try to get us busted. What's going on here is they all have child porn to one degree or another in their lives. It's there, and they're trying to find a scapegoat to blame it on before it comes out.
Oh, the new thing, Jeff, now it's an illness. So they cannot be held responsible, because pedophilia is an illness.
I see. Yeah, so just an illness. I thought it was just a lifestyle, but now it's an illness. That's even better. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because then they cannot held criminally responsible.
Got it.
So they go to the loony bin for 3 weeks and then they are cured and they're going to come out again. That's the plan.
I gotcha. Well, they're
trying to overthrow our government. Can you believe just the media and everybody with the election with the electoral votes?
Yeah,
they tried to overthrow.
That was an attempted coup.
Government.
That's right, attempted coup.
Yeah, and nobody goes to jail here. Nobody's even talking about it.
No,
I mean we only have a few guys. We have really Trey Gowdy and maybe Judge Jeanine. That are really the Italian judge that's one gatekeeper.
Napolitano, he's a good man.
He makes me wanna show
Hannity
up,
does some good work. Yeah, there.
Oh yeah, and but it's just really there are really a few people out there, and people need to stop watching CNN. Everybody should get their eyes poked out if they watch CNN. I mean, first of all...
No, don't even watch it, friends. Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't turn it on. Because it gives them a better rating, so they get still money from their advertisement customers. So just do not even go there. And because people need to wake up and work with us. We need to work on our own way with Trump. We will need to work on our America. This is our country. It's not theirs. It's not 435 people in Congress that own America. No, it's us. It's us, the American people, the proud American people. And we have, for the very first time, as long as I am in America, 32 years now, the first time the possibility for freedom, to get rid of the central banking system, to get rid of the fake money, of the fiat money, to get rid of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Putin even has an arrest warrant out against them, an arrest warrant for George Soros, dead or alive. It is just really, really important that you guys understand, if they get another term, one way or the other, if Trump gets killed and Pence get in, this same thing.
Oh, he's their boy. He's like, a globalist boy. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Like Hillary would have won.
Yeah, I don't understand why Trump, unless he was forced to, selected Pence. Trump is not stupid. I think he had to do it. I'm not quite sure of any other way to look at it. He's not dumb. He knows Pence. Pence has stabbed him in the back multiple times.
Oh, yeah. It's like this Ryan dude, but
Rat
I
Ryan.
Think that, yeah, I think there is something. I mean, they you need to understand that Trump is an Israel guy. That means he's controlled by the Zionists.
That's right.
One way or the other. The only reason why he's good for us is that he, at the moment, is not one of the New World Order. And
that's
I remember,
correct.
Jeff, we talked about it. You told me about 3-4 years ago in a phone call. There is a split between the New World Order and they're fighting each other. And that's the only reason why we even get somewhere, because these idiots are fighting for power.
Right.
And so that's the only reason why the Hillary issue came out and all of this other stuff, because there is an infight going on. And you were right long, long time ago. And this infight is what we need to use. And we need to protect whistleblowers. We need to protect people that are standing up. We need to be proud of being patriots again. We need to be proud of our country. We need to get up in the morning and then get the flag out on our front porch and be proud. It's like they're trying to destroy, like Obama really, really tried hard to destroy the flag and got rid of it. That's why they got rid of the Confederate flag, because the Confederate flag is a flag of heroes. It has nothing to do with
correct.
Slavery.
Slavery. No. It's all a lie.
It was only for freedom. They were fighting the central banking system.
That's right.
They wanted to get rid of them. And they basically just took the issue of slavery at the last couple of months to get more support into all of this, and they treated the blacks worse than the Southerners did. So
that's correct. And if you read the book The Real Lincoln by Thomas DiLorenzo, you'll understand who Abraham Lincoln was. He was a racist, foul-mouthed, used the N-word constantly.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. It's all a lie. We don't have much time. In fact, we're running out of time. We're at the end of the line here. This is really it. Leonard has has done a magnificent job this hour of laying it all out objectively, honestly, factually, truthfully for you to consider. If you're not there yet, that's fine. But do keep your mind open. Do understand that things presented on this program are based in reality. They're not fiction. And you heard the first hour tonight with Yoichi Shimatsu exposing Snopes and all of the rest of that. Leonard has just put this on the table for you this hour in such a way that I feel numb, Leonard. I understand what you said, how you felt when you went to Germany. You felt the numbness that's over there. It is. It's unbelievable what's going on.
It's like the Walking Dead over there. People are, there's no light in their eyes anymore. They have given up in the inside. And on the other side, there will be anger. So the other thing is with the Berlin attack, with this truck, that was basically a false flag to get Germany under total surveillance.
Right.
So the reason for this was that there will be now cameras everywhere. Your papers, please, will be
A
normal thing. They are now they're having the police looking into handbags. Imagine this, in German women's handbags, white women's handbags, while the invaders be left alone. And the destruction is there. We cannot let them get away with it. We need to sue. We need to go in front of courts. And we need to stick together. Need to stick together.
I'm not advocating this, but let me just say it wouldn't surprise me if America began to organize in quiet militias and going to go after some of these people. I think that may happen. I'm not, again, advocating it, but I think we are at the end of the line, and I think a lot of Americans understand it.
You know what I hear in the South is that they all say we still have a bed sheet that we can cut a couple of eye holes in it. That's kind of like what's going on. And you and I, we are not for violence, and we don't call for violence.
No.
That would be the dumbest thing, because then we play into their hands, and that's what they want, civil war.
Exactly.
So that they can have martial law. But I can tell you, Jeff, it happens. It's not just like beginning to happen. It happens. I know there are groups, and in Germany, I know for sure there are groups that are coming together and finding comfort.
Well, this is human nature. It doesn't take us to wish it. That's right. That's
survival.
Exactly what it is. It's the oldest and deepest instinct we have, and that's to survive. That's what it's all about. Leonard, I will talk to you again on this program soon. Thank you very much for your heroic willingness to bring the truth forward and to stand on it. I really admire it. You've been a friend for many years, and we're going to keep at this. We'll work through the system, and we're going to change it before we end up in a civil war. Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Dr. Leonard Colwell, and you who hear it, get it. And the rest, I hope, keep your minds open. All right. Thank you, and we'll be right back with more.